What's the best CRM? The one that you use. Sales Engine, the CRM for the reverse mortgage professional. Simple, powerful, and effective. For more information, visit reversefocus.com or email info@reversefocus.com. This week, are there any HECM counseling spots open? MMI Fund and HECM Value Confusion. AAG to begin offering traditional mortgages, and prepping for retirement is like prepping for a hurricane. You're listening to episode 483 for Monday, September 25th. Welcome back, and thank you for joining us. Yes, just 1 week exactly from the day the new HECM changes go into effect. And in fact, one of the changes that raised my eyebrow and the eyebrows of many was the mention of how non-preferred or unsecured debts would be treated in the reverse mortgage. In fact, the final rule really left me confused in the Federal Register. And it said, HUD's response, in this final rule, HUD has included the use of HECM proceeds to be used to pay off unsecured debt as defined by the commissioner through Federal Register notice as a mandatory obligation. Well, I sought official word, and I did get it back from HUD in an email, and it says that the final rule provides the commissioner with the authority to develop policy related to payoff of debt not secured by the property, but doing that through a Federal Register notice in the future, and that is the operative word, future. Now, the rule providing this authority does not include a change to the existing policy, which does not include unsecured debt payoff as a mandatory obligation. So, folks, a correction. I took it word for word from the Federal Register, and I mentioned this in our video last week when it came to the final rule changes. But again, there we have it, our clarification. Now, on to our first story, speaking about a little bit of confusion. Well, there's much when it comes to HECM counseling sessions. Many are really struggling to find any space. I received several calls from our members and listeners who asked, Shannon, do you know of anyone who has open spots? And quite frankly, I didn't. Well, HUD actually asked for the input from several agencies, sending an email with a survey to all approved HECM counselors. They asked about their current workload, but more importantly, what spots they have available and how many. It asked them to report how many sessions they have scheduled through September and how many more borrowers they could accommodate before October 2nd. The call volume is just unreal, said Jack Boyes, Director of Housing and Bankruptcy Counseling at Money Management International. Now, he actually began offering Saturday sessions as part of their internal processes and help streamline things as well. Now, in a normal month, Money Management actually handles about 350 intake sessions. That's about an average of 16 to 17 per day. But Boyes says this last year, that number has surged to 500 a month and increased to even more after the new rules were announced. Frank Kotz with the Community Service Network, who also offers HECM counseling, took the extra step to call those who had already completed HECM counseling in the last 6 months and warned them that they need to take action before the new rules go into effect. Why? Because their counseling certificates expire after 180 days. The reality is, folks, unless you got your HECM counseling session scheduled within days of the announcement, chances are you will not be able to get new applicants in before the deadline of October 2nd. And in our next story, there's much confusion when it comes to how the value of the Mutual Mortgage Insurance Fund, or the MMI Fund, and also the economic value of the reverse mortgage is actually calculated. Well, that's not surprising because there's a lot of numbers moving around in these buckets. But HUD recently said without decisive action, the HECM would most likely need a cash infusion or a bailout from Congress. When it comes to the HECM and the MMI Fund, you could say their Facebook status would say relationship is complicated, and the reverse mortgage may have had a negative impact on the overall value or the pool of the MMI fund, and many have renewed their call to separate the two programs. FHA grouped the forward and traditional mortgages together in the MMI fund in 2009, and those funds were used to offset the losses that were incurred by a variety of government-backed borrowers. And some of those, yes, were HECM borrowers when their homes were not worth what the loan balance was. Now, today we have a video at HECMworld.com, the industry leader update, where we really dive into the valuation of the fund, its wild swings, and also some of the contributing factors in the reverse mortgage itself that really sowed the seeds that we're seeing when it comes to the losses in the program. Now, when HUD announced their principal limit factor cuts or lending ratio reductions, many were skeptical when they cited the actuarial report for fiscal year 2016. And here's why. The 2016 report said that the program was negative $7.7 billion, but just the previous fiscal year, it was shown to be positive $6.8 billion. That's over a $12 billion swing in 1 year. Now, much of that can be attributed to how the actuarial model is built. And the factors that really contribute to the wild swings could be just a small change in assumed appreciation from 4 to 3% or other factors such as disposition cost. This has led some, such as Lori Goodman with the Urban Institute, to call for the separation of the fund out of the MMI. She said, "I think they shouldn't be in the MMI fund. They have a degree of volatility due to interest rate changes that doesn't really reflect what the MMI fund is trying to measure." For full details and also a chart that really shows just how volatile the fund is, go to HECMworld.com today. With the reverse mortgage program undergoing several sudden changes, diversification is the name of the game for some. American Advisors Group, or AAG, will be launching a forward or traditional mortgage division in October. And this was found out through an online job listing saying AAG is changing the nation's view of a reverse mortgage and is now launching the forward mortgage option. This was found in an Indeed.com posting for a forward mortgage inside sales position. They're looking to hire 10 forward mortgage inside sales specialists. Reza John Gary, the CEO of AAG, told the Orange County Register, "We want to be agnostic from a product standpoint. We want to be more of a solutions business versus a single product business." And folks, it really does make sense in today's economy, and especially with the HECM changes, to be diversified. Many lenders have actually moved in what they call generational lending, such as C2 Financial. They developed a reverse mortgage training program to help traditional mortgage originators with the assistance of RMF and Finance of America Reverse, giving them the opportunity to work with older parents and homeowners, perhaps with a reverse mortgage, and their adult children who may be well-suited with a new traditional mortgage or a refinance. And in her last story, Mary Baldwin with the Florida Today newspaper says preparing for retirement is much like preparing for a hurricane. She says creating a paycheck in retirement is like getting ready for a hurricane and requires extensive planning, but start planning early. Look at assessing your income sources, your income needs, and then detail your expenses, including the cost to replace cars and ongoing home maintenance. And when it comes to Social Security, she reminds her readers that the benefits increase approximately 8% each year that they wait. Also to look at their life expectancy based on lifestyle, health, and family history. She says the only thing worse than being old is being old and broke. Don't underestimate the cost of waking up each morning. She says to balance your personal and after-tax savings with IRA withdrawals and also look at your marginal tax rates. And Social Security benefits could be taxable depending on your total income. And that wraps up another episode of Reverse Focus Weekly, the nation's only podcast for the reverse mortgage professional. Be sure to also check out our latest videos and articles at HECMworld.com and our newly redesigned ReverseFocus.com website, where you're going to find our latest breaking technology and improvements. If you have any questions on today's podcast or suggestions for future stories, email us at info@ReverseFocus.com. Thank you for listening.